作家莫言啊
，Arthur 莫言
是个厚道人
，He is a seasoned man，
也是个聪明人
，He is also a smart person。
他一般不评价其他的作家
，He generally doesn't comment on other writers。
好的
，Okay。
坏的呢都不说
，I don't want to talk about the bad ones。
但是作家有时候又免不了要写到同行。
However, writers sometimes inevitably have to write about their colleagues.
尤其是特别有趣的同行。
Especially interesting colleagues.
那么呢，他一般不会直接写名字。
So, he generally doesn't write names directly.
那他写的到底是谁呢？
Who did he write about?
你得仔细研究。
You need to study carefully.
你才能整清楚。
You can figure it out.
当然了。
Of course.
研究这个，这是我的一个乐趣啊。
I enjoy studying this.
而且呢，我的这个研究啊，最近呢，又喜结了硕果。
And in addition, my recent research has also yielded significant results.
我的研究对象呢是莫言的这本新书《人》呐。这本书里的文章啊。
My research object is Mo Yan's new book, Ren. The articles in this book are
精短，读着读着呢就能读出味道和很多好奇来。上回我看过那篇叫《虎从天降》嘛。
I'm reading and reading, and I can already taste.A flavor and feel a lot of curiosity. I remember reading that article called Tiger from Heaven before.
加上题目一共一百多个字儿。
Add the title, which is more than 100 characters.
最后不是让我发现了多年前一个惊掉下巴的这个社会新闻吗？
Finally, I discovered a shocking social news from a few years ago.
那么呢，我刚刚看到的又一篇叫不赞美胡同的人。
So, I just saw another article called Don't Praise the Alley.
哎我、
I'll,
我看来看去啊。
I'm going to go.
我最后终于弄明白了。
I finally figured it out.
莫言写的这个人呢是谁
?Who did Mo Yan write about?
居然是他。
It's him.
我就说说我的破译的这个过程。
Let me tell you about the process of my decryption.
这篇文章啊也不长。
This article is not long. I'm
六七百个字儿，写的呢是80年代，莫言参加过一个这个城市建设的研讨会。
It was written in about 600-700 words.And it was about Mo Yan's participation in a city construction conference in the 1980s.
在这个会上呢
，In this meeting,
很多人就开始聊起北京的胡同。
Many people started to talk about Beijing's hutongs.
大家对于北京胡同就是一通赞美啊。
Everyone praises Beijing's hutongs.
但是呢，有一个人表达了不同的看法。
However, one person expressed a different opinion.
并且让与会人士啊很尴尬。
And make the attendees feel awkward.
你先看莫言对这个人的描写啊。
You should first read Mo Yan's description of this person.
第一段，那次会议上只有一个人表达了不同的看法。
In that meeting, only one person expressed a different opinion.
他生着一张娃娃脸
He has a baby-like face
嬉笑怒骂
Giggle and scold
好像一点正经也没有这一句一下子让我想起了王朔娃娃脸
The phrase seems to have no seriousness and all immediately reminded me of Wang Zhao's doll-like face
那是王朔年轻时候的标准的形象啊。
That's Wang Chuo's standard image from his youth.
据当年就是不止一位老编辑回忆起王朔说啊，
According to several editors who were present at the time, Wang Zhao said,
他就是一张娃娃脸。
He has a doll-like face.
而且像一个小孩。
And like a child.
这是第一。
This is the first.
第二呢？
Second.
王朔的小说《顽主》后边呢还有个续篇，讲就是一群游手好闲的年轻人。
After Wang Zubo's The Little Story, there is another sequel that tells the story of a group of idle young people.
在无奈当中被迫玩起了文学。
In a state of helplessness, I was forced to dabble in literature.
这个作品当
中 is a good piece.
当中包含很多荒唐的情节。
When it contains many absurd plots.
比如跑到大街上去问啊。
For example, running out there and asking people on the street.
是不是有人愿意请作家吃饭呢？等等。
Are there any writers who would like to be invited to dinner? And so on.
这篇小说名字就叫一点正经。
The title of this novel is a little bit of seriousness.
也没有。跟莫言呐用的词儿是一样一样的。
There were no words used that were the same as those used by Mo Yan.
所以呢，我就高度怀疑。
So I highly suspect.
莫言写的是王朔。那么再往下看。
Mo Yan wrote about Wang Shuo. Let's continue.
莫言写这个人在这个研讨会上的发言。
Mo Yan wrote.The speech of this person at the seminar.
他说，这个人一开口便让前面发言的人感觉尴尬。
He made the person who spoke before him feel awkward.
他说，你们都他妈的放屁。
He said you all are farting.
按你们的意思。
According to your understanding.
不但胡同要保留，大杂院。
Not only should the alleyways be preserved in their original form,
你妈要保留女人的小脚。
You should keep women's small feet.
男人的辫子都得保护嘛。
Men's braids must be protected.
你们住过大杂院吗？
Have you ever lived in a dormitory?
没住过。
I haven't stayed there.
你们知道住大杂院的苦吗？
Do you know the hardship of living in a dormitory?
不知道。赞美胡同和大杂院的人都住在楼上。
I don't know who the people who praise the courtyard and the courtyard are living in.
昨天，我胡同一哥们的爹煤气中毒死了。
Yesterday, the father of my friend who was fooling around died from gas poisoning.
他们呢，天天盼着住楼。
What about them? They are always looking forward to living in the building.
在这个上个世纪八十年代呢
，In the late 1980s,
关于胡同拆和不拆
，Regarding the demolition and non-demolition of Hutongs,
那是一个争论的一个焦点。
It was a point of contention.
提倡保护胡同的人呢？
Those who advocate for the protection of traditional alleyways,
就对这个胡同文化呀大加赞美。
I highly praise the culture of this alley.
但是呢，这个人的发言却让人们关注到了当时胡同里面大杂院里平民的艰难的生活。
However, this person's remarks drew attention to the chaotic living conditions and the difficult lives of ordinary people in the neighborhood.
而在我的印象当中啊
In my impression,
当时就是作家王朔就发表过有一篇关于胡同的文章。
At that time, the writer Wang Zhao had published an article about the Hutongs.
我这么一查，查到了，在1994年的第二期《中国作家》的杂志上，有那么一组文章。
I found that in the second issue of China Writers Magazine in 1994, there was a group of articles.
叫我和北京胡同，是一些著名的作家呀。
Call me and Beijing Hutongs are some famous writers.
表达对胡同的看法。
Expressing opinions about the Hutongs.
你光看这组文章的作者和目录。
Based on the following set of articles and their authors and titles.
就让我是哈哈大笑。
Let me laugh.
咱们一起看啊。
Let's watch together.
你看这些作者呀，都是当时特别有名的作家。
I see that these authors were all very famous writers at the time.
有名到什么程度啊？
What kind of fame is this?
就连王蒙都排不到前面去。
Even Wang Meng couldn't get to the front.
排在最前面的是作家萧乾，季羡。
The first one is the writer Zero Kyron.
林。
Then.
杨沫和李娜。
Ang Mo and Linar.
然后才是王蒙，后边。
And comes Wang Meng.
还有白华。
Also White Flower.
蒋子龙。
Jiang Zilu.
陈建功。
Chen Jiangong.
叶兆言等等。
You shall, etc.
排在最后一位的是王朔。
Wang Shuo, who came in last.
那个名单的构成啊。
The composition of this list.
就透着一种大杂烩的意思。
It gives off a mixed and chaotic feeling.
有没有？你再看各位作家这个写的文章的这个内容。
Have you seen any articles written by other authors that you find interesting?
季羡林写。
Written by Kai Zimlin.
我爱北京的老胡同。
I love Beijing's old hutongs.
李娜写母亲的胡同。
Linar writes about her mother's courtyard.
王蒙写在小荣县胡同。
Wang Meng's inscription on the alley in Zairo, Rong County.
大家都深情地表达。
Everyone expresses their love deeply.
对于胡同的爱啊。
For the love of the alley.
到了王朔这儿，嘿。
I went to Wang Zuo's place.
吓人一跳，烦。
Hey, surprise.
烦胡同，好嘛，看得我是目瞪口呆呀。
Let me see, I'm so confused.
这就是王朔。
This is Wang Xiao.
这就是那个时代，作家真敢写，刊物也真敢发呀。
This is really amazing. The writers of that era were so brave to publish their articles.
什么是百花齐放，百家争鸣啊？
What is 100 flowers blooming? 100 schools of thought contending?
这就是。你再看看文章里边王朔是怎么烦胡同的。
Here, take a look at how Wang Zhao turned into a street urchin in the article.
一开篇，王朔就写道。
At the beginning, Wang Shuo wrote that,
我在北京的胡同区住了近十年。
I have lived in the hutongs of Beijing for nearly 10 years.
老实讲
，Honestly，
胡同没给我留下什么美好的回忆。
I don't have any beautiful memories of the alley.
胡同大都是破破烂烂的房子。
The courtyards are mostly dilapidated houses.
很少像世界标榜的。规规矩矩的那种。
Not the kind that is always showing off and following the rules.
四合院。
Courtyard.
胡同里的居民衣衫褴褛。
The residents of the alley were ragged.
面带菜色。
With a face full of disdain.
王朔说。
Uncle Wang said.
生活在这样的环境当中。
Living in such an environment.
有什么快乐可言？
What's the point of it all?
胡同里天天打架骂街，大姑娘。
Every day there are fights and shouting in the alley.
小媳妇儿横立街头，拍腿大骂，污言秽语。
A young woman stood on the street, kicking her legs and shouting obscenities.
滔滔不绝。
Fluent.
孩子上学的时候。
When children go to school.
书包里装着菜刀。
A knife in the backpack.
动辄板砖横飞。
Throwing bricks at people.
毫不夸张地说。
No exaggeration.
那一带每条胡同的每一座门里都有服刑的半个小子。
There are half a dozen young men in each of the alleys, each with a door.
王硕说，说这样的胡同啊。
Wang Shuo talks about the neighborhood like this.
大概也就是在路过的洋人和悲天悯人的文化。
It's probably something like a foreigner passing by and showing compassion.
闲汉眼中有一种文化味道。
Tianyan has a cultural flavor.
天知道有几个北京人是打大宅门里出身的。
I don't know how many Beijingers come from wealthy families.
咱别给世界一误会。
Let's not give the world a misunderstanding.
好像咱们北京人过去住的。
It seems like this place was once inhabited by people from Beijing.
有多么讲究。
How elaborate.
多么趣味盎然。
How interesting.
反正对我来说。
Anyway, for me.
满北京城的胡同都推平了。
All the alleys in Beijing have been demolished.
我也不觉得有什么可惜的。
I don't think there is anything to regret.
王硕最后说。
Wang Xuo finally said.
住一辈子。
I for a lifetime.
监狱的人。
Prisoner.
回忆。
Memories.
监狱生活也少不了廉价的温馨。
Prison life is also full of cheap warmth.
你不能真觉得监狱生活是人过的日子。
You can't think that prison life is a good life.
狱卒的回忆更不算数了。
The guards' memories are not counted.
好家伙。
Hey.
这文章看得我呀。
This article makes me feel.
我真想穿越时光。
I really want to travel through time.
回到30年前。
Back to 30 years ago.
一个电话打给1994年那位杂志社的编辑，提醒他一下。这样的文章啊。
A phone call was made to the magazine editor in 1999 to remind him about the article.
好看是好看。
It's good, it's good.
可是发表了你不怕扣工资吗
?But aren't you afraid of getting fired?
大哥。
Big brother.
所以呢咱们说回啊莫言的这篇文章写的樊胡同的这位是不是越来越像王朔了呀
So what do you think? Does the character from Mo Yan's article, Fan Hutong, resemble Wang Shuo more and more?
莫言呢，在这篇小文章里还对这个人进行了评价。
Mo Yan also gave an evaluation of this person in this short article.
他说，这个人是一个智商。
He said that this person is an IQ.
情商都很高。
They all have high emotional intelligence.
道德水平也很高的人。
People with high moral standards.
我相信他说的都是发自他内心的话。
I believe that everything he said is what's in Fasten's heart.
在文章的结尾。
In the end of the article.
莫言又交代说。
Mo Yan also explained that
曾有一年我与这个人去欧洲某国
Once I went to Europe with this person
他一天之内竟然被小偷偷了三次
He was actually robbed 3 times in a single day.
因此我更断定他是个好人。
Therefore, I am more certain that he is a good person.
看到这里
Here,
我也断定莫言写的这个人就是王朔。
I also concluded that the person written by Mo Yan is actually Wang Zhao.